You know, it takes the gifts of a novelist to fathom the Governor Rod Blagojevich story this week. Fortunately, we can now turn to a novelist who's also a former federal prosecutor in Chicago, my friend Scott Turow, author of many best-selling novels. He's working on a sequel to his book, Presumed Innocent. He joins us from Chicago. Scott, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thanks. We have to make you were Governor Blagojevich's first appointment to the Illinois Executive Ethics Commission.
I was.
Could he be?
Probably going to end up being one of the most dubious distinctions of my career.
Let me ask you, you have a governor apparently recorded referring to a Senate seat as saying, quote, "I've got this thing and it's bleeping golden. I'm just not giving it up for bleeping nothing."
Right.
But that obviously sounds explicit. But is the legal case that clear cut?
Well, you know, if you think if Hillary Clinton had ended her campaign, her presidential campaign, in exchange for a promise from Barack Obama that she would be his vice presidential candidate, nobody would be talking about a federal prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if Governor Blagojevich was really looking for an appointment to the Obama cabinet, which, parenthetically, I have to say, is insane because the guy was radioactive. There was no way anybody about to get indicted was going to be appointed to anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let him speak at the convention this
right.
summer.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely no chance that was going to happen, and almost all of the governor's activities indicate that he was badly out of touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to the question, you know, I don't think looking for an appointment is necessarily a crime only because he can argue that somehow that's serving the public interest. But when it comes down to matters of personal profit, like campaign contributions in exchange for a specific act or a high-paying job in the private sector, then it's pretty clear-cut that, yes, the line has been crossed.
Did speaking as a former prosecutor, did Mr. Fitzgerald, if you say, please spring the trap before the governor's tail was in it?
He had to. He had no choice. You know, I think that, you know, the debate is large around Chicago about exactly what it was that the U.S. attorney was afraid was going to happen if the governor stayed in office unconfined, as it were, another 30 seconds. But, you know, there were a number of things. There were bills on his desk. Everyone is aware that he had met with Jesse Jackson Jr. on Monday. There mm-hmm. apparently had been a fundraiser on Saturday, on the prior Saturday, involving Jackson and Blagojevich supporters. And whatever it was, the U.S. attorney clearly was afraid that a public act by the governor of enormous consequence was about to take place, for which he, Fitzgerald, would only be criticized if he allowed it to take place. So he did what he really had to do. And I have to say, you know, sometimes I criticize Pat Fitzgerald, sometimes I compliment him, but certainly as a prosecutor, he has demonstrated a strong inclination not to interfere with the political process. And so I think it's really clear that he did what he had to do before his case was fully ripe.
Novelist and former federal prosecutor Scott Turow. Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
You're more than welcome, Scott. Good to talk with you always.